Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Today, Kevin is going to be talking about an issue that matters to all real estate investors, part-time or full-time, and that is, how do you drive your investment business for performance, results, and enjoyment? Those three things are critical to success, and Kevin is very familiar with them as a professional real estate investor. So let me bring him on the program right now. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
So as we customarily do, we dive into these things. These are three critical issues, no doubt, and let's address them one by one because you are very fluent in each and every one of them. So I defer to you and am very interested to get your thoughts on these issues.
Well, let's start, Lewis, with the realization that I imagine the majority of our listeners or readers probably are old enough to be of driving age. And I would also venture to say that probably everyone drives pretty naturally without thinking much about it. You know, you've done it a lot. You're probably pretty good at it, and you probably jump in that car and head down the road and are pretty successful navigating that automobile and getting where you want to be with productivity and efficiency and safety, et cetera. I can only hope that your investment business, if it's not there today, I hope it ultimately evolves to that point also where you're a real estate investor and it comes pretty naturally to you and you're successful and you're productive and you're efficient and you're getting to your destination or meeting your goals, whatever they may be as an investor. And the similarity, though, between driving an automobile and running or driving your investment business, they're very closely related. There is a dashboard for your investment business, so to speak, that's really no different from that dashboard on your automobile that you use and you monitor in order to make your driving experience the optimum driving experience. You'd use that same dashboard for your real estate business in order to make sure that your investing is also the ultimate experience. And very similar to that dashboard on your automobile, that hypothetical dashboard for your real estate investing business is not one that you can only focus on one gauge. You know, we all know you can't drive down the road successfully and only monitor your fuel gauge, for instance. There's a lot more going on with that automobile that you've got to be aware of. And it's the same with your investing business. There's not one single gauge or key performance measure that you can focus on entirely and be successful as a real estate investor. You must balance your observations and your monitoring across multiple measures, across multiple quote-unquote gauges, in order to be successful as an investor. In the same way you've got to do that in order to be successful as the driver of an automobile. And to put that into perspective, if you're driving down the road, you all know that you can't focus purely on your speedometer. That's probably going to result in perhaps some reckless behavior, unsafe behavior, or perhaps even a ticket. If you're exceeding the speed limit and just focusing on that one thing, your speed, your speedometer. In the same way, you can't focus solely on your tachometer. Gauge on your dashboard that measures those RPMs or rotations per minute. How fast and how hard is that engine working to get you where you want to go? If you focused on purely on that, you may not be operating at the speed you need to be operating at or want to be operating at or should be operating at. You'd be purely focused on those RPMs, which if you're running too many of those, it could be very, very damaging to your engine, or if you're not running enough, you could be going very slow and not meet your goal or objective or your destination. And finally, we all know you can't just drive down the road and focus purely on your fuel gauge and ignore everything else. Hey, I've got a full tank of gas. I'm good to go. I can go any speed I want at any RPMs I want and be fine. We all know that wouldn't be productive or efficient, and it ultimately would not enable you to reach your goal or your destination as a driver. And your business is the same way. You've got to have balance across all your measures in order to be productive and in order to be efficient as a real estate investor. You've got to, much like that automobile, has got to be aligned in order to go down the road straight and efficiently and cost effectively and to get you to your destination. Your business has to be aligned across multiple measures in order to get you where you want to go as either a part-time or a full-time real estate investor. And then finally, as a real estate investor, you've got to have awareness. You've got to know what's going on in your business. You've got to have your finger on the pulse of your business. You've got to be watching those gauges, and you've got to be looking at the road ahead and the road behind, just like you do when you drive your automobile, in order to be successful as a real estate investor. So let's talk a little bit about what it is you need to balance and what it is you need to measure and what are those quote-unquote gauges that you need to watch in order to make sure that you are a successful investor and you meet the goals and objectives that you're setting out to achieve. And there's many of them, but let's focus today on three. And first of all, let's look at volume. And I'm going to correlate volume to that speedometer on your automobile. Volume is the number of houses you intend to buy in a period of time, whether that's a week, a month, or a year, whatever your goals are and whatever their time frame may be. Much like the speedometer is the number of miles per hour that you intend to drive at. And the key with volume is you've got to, as a real estate investor, set a volume goal. How many homes do you intend to buy this week, this month, this year? Without that goal, you'll really be setting yourself up for disappointment. In the same way, when you get behind the wheel, you've got to know how fast you're allowed to drive, can drive, should drive, or need to drive in order to get to wherever it is you're planning to get in whatever amount of time you have to get there. And as I've talked in the past, the beauty of our business as investors is we can determine exactly the number of homes we need to buy in order to meet our goals at the end of the year, simply looking at the profit per house we intend to make and multiplying that times the number of houses we need in order to reach our ultimate profit goal. But the point is, regardless of your size, you've got to have a goal. Whether you're a high-volume real estate investor full-time or you're a lower-volume part-time, a volume goal, and it's critical. And just because you do a lot of houses doesn't make you a great investor, and just because you do a few houses doesn't mean that you're a poor investor, but you've got to have that gauge in front of you, and you've got to monitor it to make sure that you get to where you need to be in terms of number of units you intend to buy. Secondly, let's talk about velocity, and I'm going to correlate this to that tachometer on your car, that gauge that measures your rotations per minute or your RPM. Velocity in your real estate business is going to measure your efficiency and your productivity, and it's the rate at which you buy and sell homes, which is critical. You've got to be deliberate in your buying and selling and the time it takes you to do it in your real estate business. You can't buy a house and sit on it and let it stand still with no renovation or no tenant or no marketing or no selling activity. You do that too long, and in our business, time is truly money. You're going to incur holding costs, you know, principal payments, interest payments, tax payments, insurance payments, maintenance payments, utility payments. Those are going to rack up, and if you are not moving your real estate investment properties, regardless of your exit strategy, whether it's a rehab or a wholesale or a rental property, you've got to move them with the right velocity, or you can literally erode your profit margin on that property by sitting on it. So you've got to watch your RPMs, so to speak. How fast and how hard is your business engine running to move that volume that you've set a goal to? You can buy all the houses in the world, But if you don't sell them, you're not going to be a very successful real estate investor. So you've got to have velocity. You've got to watch that tachometer, so to speak, and make sure that you've got the rotations and the movements in your business to move the inventory to whatever destination it is, whether it's you're going to sell it or rent it or whatever that may be. So in addition to volume, the number of units you're going to buy and sell, you've got to measure the velocity at the time or the speed at which you're able to and intend to and need to move those units. And then finally, let's talk about value. And I'm going to correlate this to the fuel gauge on your automobile. And value is the value behind that volume and the value that's generated from that velocity at which you're buying and selling properties. Value is the profit or the profitability gauge of your business. You know the volume you need to do, committed to a certain velocity that you need to move at and move that volume at. And now, finally, you've got to make sure you've got the value in place or the profitability on those deals. It does no good for you as an investor to have extremely high volume if you're not making any profit on those homes. And you'll hear investors brag about the number of houses they buy and sell, but you may not hear them talk about the value of those investments or the profitability they generate. They may be nowhere near as profitable as the guy or gal who bought and sold 10% of the homes that they bought and sold, but the one who sold 10% of them may have a much greater value or profit margin and may be a much more sound business and a much more profitable business. So you've got to watch that fuel gauge. How much is in the tank? How much profitability are you generating on each house and making sure that you're maximizing the efficiency of those investments in the same way you want to maximize the efficiency of every gallon of fuel you put in your car. And you got to keep in mind, too, that if you choose, which isn't necessarily wrong, if you choose to be an investor who's doing low-margin deals, low-value deals, that's fine. But be prepared to focus on those other two gauges of volume, which is going to have to be very high for you, and velocity, which is also going to have to run very high. Because you're making less value or profit on each deal, you're going to have to push harder on the volume and velocity in order to meet your ultimate profit goals. On the same spectrum, at the opposite end, if you're an investor who's going to focus on high-margin deals, be ready that then you're probably not going to do as much volume. You may not need to do as much volume or velocity, for that matter. So you can see the relationship between volume, velocity, and value. So in conclusion, keep in mind, high volume does not equal high success. You can burn and churn through a lot of houses over a course of time, but it's kind of like speeding down the road. It could be very reckless for you, and it may not produce the efficiency or productivity that you need at the end of the day. So be careful not to become solely focused on your volume as a real estate investor, the number of houses you buy and sell. Secondly, remember, high velocity alone does not equal success. Just like driving that car down the road at a very high RPM, you're going to stress that car. You're going to wear it out. You're going to risk blowing it up, as a matter of fact. And it's the same with your business. If you're burning and churning through houses at rapid rates, you may be leaving some profit on the table. Be careful not to just be buying and selling so rapidly that you're not doing it properly or maximizing the value of each of those homes. And finally, high value does not equal success. Remember, you can't just do one big fat deal and then hang it up for the year. You've got to do multiple. Plan your destination, drive your business, keep an eye on your gauges, and enjoy your investing ride.
All great points, as always, straightforward, practical advice for success as a part-time or full-time real estate investor. Kevin, a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lewis.